to try to get the rest of Ohio to see this is a problem. And if
your trustees in Vienna,
and along with I think some one of the trustees in Liberty, Jody, forgot her last name, and I think some trustees from Ashtabula, and
interesting,
but
okay,
they just you know they said you know Western. Especially Western Ohio.
Oh yeah, they
don't want it. They're like, you know, what's the big deal?
Really? And so the goal is to get that word out to the West.
They're trying to push the point where if you don't do something now about it here, you know, you've got. I'm trying to think of the route, but like I-80. What is the other one? 75.
Right.
That runs across. It's coming that way.
Right.
If you don't stop it here. It's coming your way.
The waste.
Yeah.
Right. So help us out.
Yeah.
Because this eventually will be your fight too, kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, and like I said, right now they don't want to hear it. They're like, it's not a problem.
I was just in Cincinnati at a conference on Thursday and Friday, Appalachian Studies Conference. So it's all the Appalachian counties in the United States. Well, whatever, not using that. But Appalachian counties, Ohio, Western, whatever you would think of as that. And I was talking to a woman from the University of Cincinnati, and she said, we never talk about fracking over here, let alone fracking waste.
Well, I know Dr. Beiersdorfer.
Right.
I don't know if I say that right. I keep...
Beiersdorfer.
Beiersdorfer.
I think so.
They won't let him talk about it.
Right.
Down at YSU.
Right.
They've got support from oil and gas. And
he talks about it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
I always picture him like a character from Harry Potter.
Oh, he totally is. He's the mad scientist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, all right. Well, I appreciate your time. And if you, I don't know if I think I have your email, whatever. We'll get emails. But if it ever comes up.